The following program was previously recorded.
Community Spotlight on Z102.9.
We should have done this at a bowling alley. We should have actually, guys, we should have recorded this and we would have had to yell at everybody to stop bowling so we could have a conversation. Our guest this morning for Community Spotlight, that is Lexi, pronounce your last name for me.
Moberly.
For Big Brothers Big Sisters. And new to the team, welcome to Gianna Harvey. Bowl for Kids Sake coming up on the calendar in February of 2026. Lexi, how many years have you guys been putting this on?
Oh, well over 20 years.
Yeah. It is a well-known fundraiser.
It is a very well-known fundraiser. It's our largest fundraiser of the year.
Gianna, have you ever been involved with an event of this magnitude?
No. I just was talking to somebody yesterday about the event saying, do you understand the magnitude of this event? It's 3 weeks in February.
But what I love about it, and this could go to either one of you, is how you take such a fun recreational activity, both personally and for bigs and littles.
Yeah.
And turn that into a way to raise some much needed money, Lexi.
Yeah. It's a blast. Our bigs and littles, they come for our match activities, match bowling on two different weekends. It's so much fun. They get prizes. We do trivia. We do 50-50 raffles. We make it so much fun when you come. Even our companies and individuals during the week, we want you to have fun when you're there and raise much needed funds.
Well, we will get to the how to get signed up here in a little bit, but let's talk about that fundraising specifically. And Gianna, we'll swing over to you. As you look at just even your brief time with Big Brothers Big Sisters here in our area, what speaks to your heart about the organization knowing that money goes to support what you guys do?
We create matches between youth in Cedar Rapids and surrounding areas with an adult to be their mentor. And it's really a cool program because we don't just match a child with any random adult. The matches are meant to be long lasting. We create matches based on shared interests between the child and the adult so that they can have a true bond that goes on hopefully for years. And the data is actually really powerful that these children there's a positive impact on them and the adult too. It's mutually beneficial. So yeah, every dollar goes back to support the bigs and littles.
And I'd have to guess too, in your role for marketing, you're seeing some of those comments from the bigs and littles. What are some of the reasons adults are signing up and what maybe one or two things that you know the kids really get out of it?
Families come to us because they know the value of their child having an adult in their corner, perhaps outside of their family, where they can connect on a different but still deep level. Someone who's not their parent but is still incredibly proud of them, who can champion them. Our whole thing is about igniting and defending the child's potential. So we don't create the potential. It already exists. And so we're there to just champion it and stand in their corner. I think for the adults, it depends on the adult, but really our whole sort of slogan, even my shirt today, it says it takes little to be big. So you don't have to be special. You don't have to have a fancy job or even a lot of money. It's free to be a big. So you just have to generally enjoy children. And
I mean, there's an effort, but it's like minimum effort, maximum impact, right?
For sure.
And that you just get to witness everything you just talked about, the potential. I don't think I've ever heard it described that way. I really, really appreciate that. Lexi, so we need a ton of people signing up for bowling.
Yes.
To accomplish what we just heard from Gianna, how many people typically take part in Bowl for Kids Sake?
So last year we had over 1,300 bowlers. Gianna and I want to smash that. We would love 1,500, 17, I mean 2,000.
I've been putting 1,500 on every single thing. I'm projecting 1,500.
Yeah.
The process of the fundraising, is it because I am signing up and paying a registration fee? Am I out trying to sell a number of pins that I've knocked down? How does that component work as somebody who's going to participate?
So anybody can sign up. It is $75 a bowler unless your company is very nice and pays for you. Hint, hint. Some companies do. And then we also encourage everybody to do their own fundraising. So some people really go all out. This year, if you individually raise over $1,000, we're going to throw you in a butler who will go get you whatever you want during that time.
So at my lane, someone is running drinks for me?
Yes.
What?
Yes. Or if your company raises $5,000 or your team, as a team, 5,000, we will give you a butler.
The dates, I just read on February 2026, Cedar Rapids Bowling Center, Blair's Ferry Road. Is there an actual hard start date we need to get out today?
Yep, we start February 11th, although I think that date already is filled.
So. I noticed the calendar. Some are filling up already. Yeah.
Yeah. February 11th is our official launch date, but that one day is filled and it goes to February 27th.
So plenty of opportunity.
Plenty.
All right. We're going to put Gianna on the spot. We're wrapping up the interview.
Yeah.
Gianna, what is the website that people go to sign up for this event?
www.bigcr.org. And you can just click the link. It goes directly to my email. So
that was a question that I felt I slightly insulted her by asking because she knew the answer.
She is a rock star.
This is such a good time. I've taken part many years and we encourage everybody to take part. Coming up in February, let's raise those dollars. It is Bowl for Kids' Sake. Thank both of you guys for coming out this morning for
Thank
Community
you
Spotlight.
So much.
Thanks.